USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. On the three-year anniversary of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, which killed 17 people and injured 17 others, President Joe Biden is calling on Congress to take action on gun reform, including requiring background checks on all purchases, a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and, quote, eliminating immunity for gun manufacturers who knowingly put weapons of war on our streets. Biden says the administration will not wait for the next mass shooting to heed that call and will take action to end our epidemic of gun violence and make our schools and communities safer. A 7.3 magnitude earthquake rattled northeastern Japan late Saturday. Residents are cleaning up clutter and debris in stores and homes after the earthquake set off a landslide, damaging buildings and high-speed railway lines, causing power blackouts for thousands. Three people seriously injured, more than 140 others also suffered minor injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Brazil has confirmed two cases of the COVID variant from the UK. The state's health department said the people had contact with a relative who lives in England, traveled to Brazil for the holidays, and were then diagnosed with COVID-19. They did not say if these are the first cases found in the country. According to the World Health Organization, the UK variant has now been found in more than 70 countries. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky stood by her newly released guidance, stating that teachers do not need to be vaccinated for schools to reopen safely, saying on Fox News Sunday,
"Even in the areas of the highest community spread, we are advocating with the strict mitigation measures that you described, including universal and mandatory masking, as well as 6 foot of distancing, that at least our K to five children should be able to get back to school, at least in a hybrid mode."
Some teachers' unions have argued that schools should not fully reopen until all staff members are vaccinated. Walensky also said teachers are prioritized for getting vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Now that former President Donald Trump has been acquitted, some are asking how the Republican Party moves forward.
Congressman Daryl Issa believes the party will rebuild like it has in the past. The California Republican tells Fox News that if they build on their core beliefs, he feels they will quickly regain the position of the majority party.
We've got a rebuilding to do. Without the leadership of President Trump and the way we've had it for the last 4 years, we've got to take the best of Trump, the best of Reagan, the best of Lincoln, and put it all together. But we've been here before. I was a very young soldier when Richard Nixon left office. We've been in problems where one or another person was effectively pushed out of their leadership. And what we did is we went back to who we are. We're the party of smaller government. We're the party of the small business and the small business worker. And as we show that to people, as President Trump did for 4 years, we're going to become the majority party again.
From the USA Radio News, Ohio Bureau. I'm Dan Naraki.
Police in New York City say a homeless man with a history of mental illness was behind four unprovoked attacks on the subway system that left two people dead and two others wounded. 21-year-old Rigoberto Lopez was arrested on Saturday night after hundreds of police swarmed the area. The stabbings happened during a 14-hour period between Far Rockaway, Queens, and Upper Manhattan. All of the victims believed to be homeless themselves. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.